All right. Welcome, everybody, to our Breathwork Integration session for the Transfer Emotions into Energies 5 series. My name's Allison Bachmeyer, and I'm really thrilled to be joining you within this realm. And the medicine behind breathwork is not small. It's, in fact, referred to as medicine in and of itself. So it's often said that breath is the medicine, and the medicine is the breath. So I look forward to working with you all today, whether you are an expert breather and you've been doing it for a long time. I'm not really sure the word expert technically really applies to any of that. But if you've had really lots of experience with breath work, or whether you're a first timer, know that this is the right place, whether you're live or listening to the recording. This is perfect for you. As we head into today, I'm going to give you just a little bit of theoretical information, not much at all, and then we're going to head into the breathwork practice, which is where we're going to be spending the bulk of our time. As you may have already noticed in the email, as we will be journeying, you may want to have a nice comfy place to actually do the breathwork practice. So maybe you have some cushions or a soft blanket, maybe you've got a couch or a mattress of some sort. Maybe you're on your futon, your bed, whatever it may be, having a nice little nest, and feel free to grab any pillows and blankets that you might want to use to support yourself. The invitation will be to lay down. You can definitely do the practice from a seated position if that calls to you. And I do recommend doing it in a seated practice if you're feeling, well, I was going to say if you're feeling pregnant, but if you're pregnant, if you're feeling pregnant, sure, you can do that too. But if you're feeling like you need to be a little bit more upright for whatever reason, it's also sinus season, I call it. And this time of year in North America, anyways, the pollen seems to be flowing freely. And if you get really, really congested laying down, know that you can do this in a seated way. And sitting up is usually a way where we can sort of take off the gas pedal a little bit. So if you're looking for a more mild experience, you can sit up and breathe through the nose. If you're looking for the average experience, it's typically done prone, and I'm going to be cueing you through the open mouth. Okay. Other items that you want nearby might include some water, a water bottle. And for those of you who are breathing with us for the first time, know it's really, really common to get dry mouth when we're first breathing. If you keep breathing, it will go away. If you stop to drink water every 2 minutes when you notice dry mouth, you probably will have to keep doing that for the entire hour. So the suggestion is to try to refrain from drinking from your water bottle during the actual breathwork practice, unless you obviously really need to. Feel free to do that. And other things, you may want a journal, you may want a notepad, or some sort of way to keep track of little self-reflections, contemplations, aha light bulb moments that go off for you all. I'm personally a phone typer more than I'm a journaler, so I usually just have my phone nearby when I do these sorts of things. So see what calls to you. And if you have any little items that you like to have nearby with you, feel free to have any little stones or crystals or meaningful objects around you for our time together. Okay, so I'm going to introduce myself a little bit since I've got a couple of new folk on here with me as well. My name's Allison Bachmeyer, and my background is, well, fairly extensive. I'm going to keep it short and sweet to the point that's relevant for breathwork. My breathwork training began several years ago with Numa Somatics, which is a really rich company that offered breathwork training and incorporated a whole lot of work within the somatic trauma release. Since then, I've deepened my studies into several realms around advanced studies in perinatal trauma. Anything to do from conception to birth and shortly thereafter would be the perinatal trauma realm. I also have trained in HACOMI. I'm just completing a 2-year program. It's their professional training. HACOMI is a psychosomatic counseling program based in mindfulness and organicity, and it's based from the body. So it's not talk-oriented at all, which is what drew me to it. And I also have some additional training with IFS, Internal Family Systems Theory, a smidge of compassionate inquiry, although my co-host, who I'll introduce in a moment, has definitely more of that. And I also have a little bit of body dynamics in me. I'm just starting to train with them, and they work more with the developmental somatic side of things. I also pull information in through a variety of other sources, like somatic experiencing, along with sensory motor psychology. And my roots, my original roots in this realm began, as many of you already know me from those realms, of body talk. So I have a smattering of training in a variety of energy work protocols. However, body talk has been the steadfast one that I've worked in for a little over 2 decades now. And in addition to offering that work, I also have been training practitioners for the bulk of those 2 decades as well. Okay. So in essence, that's the Coles notes. There's some other university education in there. There's an anatomy degree, there's a psychology degree, and there's a few years of medical school before I left to do alternative healthcare in this facet. And I have zero regrets about transitioning in the ways that I have. And I'm really stoked to get to share this all with you all. All with you all. I came back teaching a course in Colorado in Pagosa Springs from 15 years ago. And anytime I have led a group work session since then, it seems to come out of my mouth, y'all. So if there's any Americans in the house, know that you should feel nice and comfy and cozy with y'all being expressed in that session. So the Canadians are wondering where I'm getting that from. Now you know. But on that note, I'm going to actually introduce my international traveling co-host, Marcus Riker. Thank you so much for being here. And Marcus and I have co-facilitated and led journeys similar to this and journeyed in many other ways together over the last couple of years. And we've got a nice, interesting rhythm established, it seems, from our times together. And Marcus, would you be open to sharing just a few words about your background and anything else that you feel drawn to share and introduce yourself? So appreciate you being able to join us all the way from Greece, especially right now, where it's the evening hours for you. So thanks for making room to do that with us all today. Yeah. And Marcus and I also have been co-facilitating sessions for individuals as well. So if you want more information on any of that, you can check us out on the website. And without any further ado, I'm gonna dive into just a little bit of brief background behind breath work and what it is we're up to and why it is we're doing it that way. Likely in under 5, 10 minutes kind of a thing. Okay. So if you have a little bit of space to settle in, I'm going to invite you to make any wiggle woggles, shake shimmies, adjusting, and shaking off your day just a little bit as we settle in. So for today, we'll be working primarily with the conscious connected breath work. And there's many, many different styles of breath work out there. The ones, if you're brand new to this, that you've probably heard of are things like Wim Hof, Utikyo, and those are more in the functional realms of breath work. I do have some training in that. It's not the ones that I tend to rely on the most. I tend to use them when and as needed. But for the bulk of my breathwork instructions, especially in a group setting, we're going to be relying on the conscious connected breath fashion of style of breathing. And in this style of breathing, it's going to work with a vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. It's sometimes referred to as a halo breath or a circular breath, if you've heard those terms before. And the reason we word it in that way, and also in the conscious connected way, is that it's a breath without pause. So the inhale ends right before the exhale begins, and the exhale ends right before the inhale begins, in a way that allows you to breathe without pause. Now, I'll get more into the exact instructions of that just before we get into our practice. The question becomes, though, why is it we're doing any of this in the first place? Why breathe? And the breath, in addition to being general medicine, as you heard, opens up the capacity when we're breathing through an open mouth in particular to touch in on territory that's not well digested, to touch in on holdings in the body, and to get us in touch with patterns that might be present. Just as you, for some of us that have been a part of the Energy Work series prior to this, you may have already had a few of those patterns bubbling and coming up. You might have noticed them through yourself, or you might have noticed them in your family lines, if you're someone who's really sensitive to intergenerational trauma stuff. So know that this practice is my absolute go-to for integration. I have yet to find anything more integrative, and it's not for lack of looking. I've been seeking in health in these realms for, oh gosh, probably close to 3 decades now, if not a little longer. And the breath work, when I found it a few years ago, I was like, oh, how does not everyone know about this? This is like the practice that's helped me tremendously in integrating a variety of things physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When I talk about integration, it's often in a way done by noticing those sticky places where the breath doesn't want to seem to flow, where the body seems to be bracing or holding on, or something else like that, and getting curious about it. So we're going to give instructions along the way to invite you to move in certain ways, to make sounds in certain ways. And you can always say no to any of these. You're at home and you can decide what feels right for you, and know that you always have the option to modify things to support yourself. As we give instructions though for your breath, for your movement, for your sound, we'll be getting in touch with the different ways that you can actually navigate and move through and come into awareness around why those holdings are the way they are in your body, and giving you space also to potentially land in non-ordinary state of consciousness. Non-ordinary states of consciousness happen in particular when we breathe through the mouth. The mouth breathing is not something that we do on a regular basis. Ideally, we're breathing day to day through our nose, and when we breathe through our mouth, we're actually breathing the wrong way on purpose to bring up that content that's undigested and to give it some space to be felt and seen and to be traveled with and to be met in new ways, to be negotiated in new ways, to find new other possibilities that can exist as we repattern around this all. The breath through the mouth also alters significantly the O2, CO2, and the NO, the nitrous oxide levels. The nitrous oxide levels play more of a role through the sinuses, and there's some fancy science that we could dive into, but I'm not going to bore you with any of the particulars unless you want more, feel free to ask. But essentially it works through the chemoreceptors on the brainstem. I love geeking out about the science and the physiology, but I know not everyone has a passion for that. So no, I'm more than happy to go into details with anybody after the call if they would like more on any of that. And in general, this work came about years and years ago. I would say it's probably the original psychedelic medicine that people tapped into when they were figuring out different ways to alter their states of consciousness. For those of us trained in body talk, with a body talk background, you've learned that the yogis way back when would alter their consciousness through tapping, breathing, would alter their heart rates in certain ways on purpose to enter non-ordinary states of consciousness, much like a psychedelic medicine would, but in a way that you actually are clean and sober through, in a way that allows you to take your foot off the brake if you need to and to modify things. So in this practice, in this style, it is tapping into that ancient medicine that has been really a gift and a gem for us to continue to incorporate into our modern day world. Knowing that we have a variety of ways to move through the energy, and for anyone who's taken free fall with me, you've heard this many times before, the best way that I know to move energy is through breath, movement, and sounds, as I mentioned earlier. You're going to be invited periodically to make a little sound. The fancy word for that is toning. We tone all the time without realizing it. We stub our toe and we're like, ugh! And that helps us to actually move energy. Maybe you say another word when you stub your toe. Most of us have a four-letter word or two come out of our mouth when that happens. And that too is a way of moving energy. When we invite you to tone, when we invite you to make a little sound, that might sound something like ah, or voo, or om, or something along those lines. And if it comes out a little different, then listen to whatever impulse is coming through your body to open up to that expression. And that's really welcome if it shows up a little different than our instructions. Okay. And we may also invite you to move your arms in certain ways, your legs in certain ways. And again, that's going to be supportive in unwinding and releasing. You're also going to hear music being played. The entrainment with your body mind, the music, the breath, and our instructions in the space that we're holding all create a certain type of container for you to address what your intentions are. And on that note, I'm curious if you have any specific focus for today that you'd like to share with us, it's optional. Feel free to pop that on into the chat feature. And while they're doing that, Marcus, do you have anything to add? Anything that you want to add in for the Coles Notes summary that I've given them about breathwork? Thank you. Yeah. So letting those impulses for movement, for sound, for expression to come through however they wish to spontaneously is always a good thing here. For the actual practice of the breath itself, I'm just going to let one more person in and they'll get into that instruction. Okay, there we go. We've got her. For the actual breath practice itself, that vibrant inhale, that surrendered exhale, it's going to look a little something like this. And I'm going to invite you to do this with me. I'm going to invite you to take your arms to mimic this movement. And as we inhale and exhale, vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. And we're going to invite you to do that through the mouth. And as you inhale and exhale, it moves without pause. So just before that inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just before the exhale ends, the inhale begins. And feel free to match your breath to those movements. Inhaling, exhaling. That vibrant inhale might take just a little bit of effort, and that exhale requires none. So that inhale might require just a little bit of effort. That exhale becomes surrender, releasing, almost like air escaping from a balloon. I'm going to invite you to do that through the open mouth again. However, if things get a little too intense and you want to back off a little bit, you can do a couple of things. You can take the practice to the nose. Feel free to give that a go for a couple of breaths and see what that's like for you. Or you may choose to stop the breath for a period of time. And you can always roll on your side, sitting up to lessen the load even more. Okay, so those are a few options for our breath practice. So, as your breath moves and grooves through you, in these next beginnings of the few minutes that we're going to be starting to practice in, there may be some initial layers of holding on. You may even feel like you're not getting anywhere. And the instructions will be just to stay with that practice regardless. And see where it continues to carry you, bringing in as much curiosity as you possibly can. And if you have anything else to share about your focus for today, feel free to pop it on into the chat feature. And I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to begin to make your way to a posture where you'll be breathing. You may choose to lay down, You can choose to be seated, but I'm going to be giving instructions mostly for a prone posture initially. And as you settle in, we're going to invite you as well to have your cameras on if you're open to it. It helps us to give really clear instructions and helps us to meet you where you're at. If at any point in time things are getting kind of spicy for you and you'd like additional support, Marcus will be available to do that and he'll be able to take you into a private breakout room. Okay, so all you need to do is send us a message. You can send it to me or to Marcus directly. You can wave your hand furiously, and Marcus might notice you, but it might be easier, honestly, to be able to hear from that chat feature, that message. And if for some reason that's not possible, then do the waving thing if your tech isn't cooperating for you well in that regard, and we'll keep an eye on that all for y'all. Y'all, it's coming out again. Okay. All right, so it looks like we've got most everybody settled and ready. Good to know. Thank you, Gabrielle. All right, love. So without further ado, I'm going to begin to play some music and I'm going to invite you to begin those vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. And you're welcome to let the arms come to rest as we begin our practice today with the breath. Opening the mouth to the point where the jaw begins to stretch, just at the edge of that stretch. The mouth may open to the point where you could fit a toonie, a loonie, a bottle cap between the teeth. Vibrant inhales. Surrendered exhales. As we breathe, as we breathe, know that your no is welcome here. Your no is welcome here. Your yes is welcome here. Your yes is welcome here. You're welcome to change your mind at any time. You're welcome to change your mind at any time. Thank you for calling this medicine in. And thank you for bringing all of you to the table. Yeah. And thank you to all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. Thank you. Thank you for this creation of you. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands. Thank you for this nourishment. And thank you for your mindfulness, your intentions. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. 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 Blessings on your journey today. And as we begin to feel, know that that's a part of this all. The feelings that are arising, you get to meet them by means of breathing. As we breathe, there may be content being driven through our system in ways that we get to offer space to slow down, offering some space to slow down and be with. And knowing at any time we can gently back off the breath to the nose if it feels like it's too much. And also we can reach out for help. And we're here. We're here with you. Yeah. It's good to feel with this body, this mind. Invitation to let things continue to bubble up, and if it's not tolerable, backing off when and as needed. And as you breathe, it's pretty normal to even have tears arise. That's part of getting to be in this body, this mind, is to feel. And the tears come from the liver. They help us to detox. It's a good thing to have them coming through the system. Gently welcoming all that's arising, breath by breath, moment by moment. Yeah, this is your space to let it flow. To let flow whatever comes through. It's all really welcome here. Breath by breath, flowing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. An opportunity to receive. An opportunity to drink life in. And to drink in this vitality, this gift of being alive, breath by breath. What if just for now, we can put down that weight that we've been carrying? What if just for now, we can put that weight down that we've been carrying by means of breathing? And if there's space for it, if there's space for it, feel free to step a little bit on the gas pedal by means of breathing and picking up the rhythm of it just a little bit. So if you feel like you're in a good activated space enough, then staying right where you are. What is it to trust this body mind and its impulses that move through you, through breath, through movement, through sounds? What is it to deepen into that? Savoring all that feels good as you meet anything that's showing up with an open heart. Savoring all that feels good here and allowing it to help you meet anything else that's showing up. Yeah, it's all welcome. It's all welcome here. And as you savor that goodness, as you savor that goodness, it makes room for more to be welcomed. And those things that arise that are challenging are just as welcome to be here. At times, our challenges may carry the essence of something that's still supportive, it just hasn't quite revealed itself yet. And as we continue to meet those challenges, breath by breath, breath by breath, we may become surprised, may become surprised in a good way as to what's really here. And as we meet all that's arising here, we become even more present, and we allow more presence to be here. As we gently meet all that's arising with feeling through this open body, we become even more present to ourselves. What is it to be present with myself and all that's in here? Allowing the old to wash away now. Allowing the old to wash away as we welcome the new. And as your arms invite in and welcome in, claiming this for you, claiming this for you as a resource, as a gift, and see how that supports your journey here today. If you're open to it, making a little movement on purpose now with the legs. Notice how the legs want to move and allowing them to shake and shimmy, move and groove in any way that you feel called to. If you're open to it, you may even allow the feet to come together, the knees falling out to the sides. Allowing the feet to come together, the knees to fall to the sides. And as they do so, see if you can press just a little bit into the heels. Just enough that the pelvis might not even quite leave the cushion, the ground. But it might allow just a little bit of movement to come through that pelvis. Through that spine. And welcoming these flickers, these vibrations, these pulsations. Welcoming them by means of breathing. And as that ripples through, movements may continue up the spine, subtly, or in ways that become almost wave-like. And welcoming any of those movements, any of those pulsations, any of those vibrations to roll through in whatever way feels right for you. And allowing it to come through you, not having to direct it in a way that becomes almost like a dance or a pendulum moving you from the inside out. And with every sensation. Welcoming vitality, welcoming life, welcoming its expression through you, its natural expression moving through you, moving you. Moving you from the inside out. That's the way. That's the way. You're doing great. And if you're open to it, if you're open to it, making a little sound with that movement that's coming through you and letting whatever sound needs to come with it. Ah, Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. I hear you. I hear you. Your expression is so welcome. And this expression of you is a gift. It's a gift. Thank you. Yeah, that too. That too. I see you. I see you. And we're right here with you. Yeah, this time we get to traverse this together. We get to move through this together. And when you're ready, honoring your own timing, allowing the legs to return, if they haven't already, letting the legs settle. Continuing to welcome it all with this vibrant inhale that flows through. That flows all the way through now. Head to toe, toe to head, breathing all the way through. Yeah, that's the way. How gently can I welcome this all the way through? How softly, how gently can I welcome what's arising here and now? How gently, how softly can I honor my flow in this life? What if it gets to be just a little easier, a little simpler now? What if it gets to be just a little easier, just a little simpler now? The spirit of yours flowing and expressing freely in all of its ways. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for the gift of you. Thank you. We are richer for it. Such a blessing to have you here as a unique expression of love itself. What if love intended all of you just as you are? What if love intended you just as you are in this sweet moment? Even if it's messy, even if it's oh so human, in all of its glory, all the ups and downs. What if love intended you just as you are? Let that rumble around, drinking that in and savoring it. Yeah, you, a gift. You. Letting that melt in now, letting that melt into every single cell of you. All the way down to your very soul. All the way down to the very soul of you. Just gently, if you haven't already, letting the practice of the breath go. And as you make space to allow your natural rhythmic breathing in any way to return, resting here, resting here. Taking your hands to anywhere that might feel like they need a little extra support and love as you let yourself really rest now. Granting yourself the right to pause, to be, and to exist just as you are and rest. And rest. Much like most of our bodies are made up of water, letting anything that remains to wash through you as you continue to rest for just a little bit longer. Letting anything that remains integrate into the water that you carry. Resting and flowing like water. Resting and flowing in joy. And allowing your rest to joyfully flow through you. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for all of you. Thank you for gracing us with this experience and these gifts. Thank you. Blessings to your family, your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you to this world that supports us all as we continue to learn and grow. Laugh and play. Thank you. Oh, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace. And when it calls to you, beginning to gently roll to one side or the other as you introduce small movements to fingers and toes. And now is a great time over the next few minutes to gently make some notes, if there are any, or potentially there's an image to draw. Making some time to sit and contemplate what's arisen. And we'll use these next few minutes as well, if anyone needs to run to the washroom, to take that time to do so. And we're going to meet back in about 5 minutes or so. Just using this next minute or two to continue to sit with yourselves as you honor all that's come through. You may feel drawn to write something, draw something, but just simply rest and be. And then we'll turn the mic over in a couple minutes to invite any particular shares that you may feel called to. I'll stop the recording at that juncture, so that part won't be shared. And know that throughout the recording, the recording is only taken of myself and of Marcus on the screen. So know that nothing that you say or do throughout the entire journey is going to be visible in any recording. The recording will only be picking up our voices, the music, and the images of myself and Marcus. Okay. And for those of you listening to the recording, know that I welcome your shares as well at any time when it feels right. So you're welcome to send me a little message, an email, an update, get a hold of me on Facebook, Instagram, however feels right. And just before we move to shares, we are going to do those ones out loud and verbal in case those of you who are live on the call are wondering. And just before we do that, I want to mention that this is the practice that we'll be continually using in Buddhas and Butterflies and our integration weeks moving forward. There's a link in the chat feature if you're curious to know more about Buddhas and Butterflies. And you've received an email from that earlier as well, yesterday. Today, the bonuses expire at midnight, so if you're feeling called to sign up for that, you'll get a couple of extra things, and all the details are on the page and that link, so I won't belabor those points at this juncture. But if you do have any questions about it, I'm happy to stick around and answer those as well after the call here. And on that note, I'm actually going to say thank you to all of those that have joined throughout our time together, throughout Buddhas and Butterflies, pardon me, throughout Transform Emotions into Energy. It's a series that gives you a little taste of what we get up to in Buddhas and Butterflies on a regular basis. So we'll be receiving three body talk sessions and a breathwork session every month in that course, which is a little different than how it's played out in this one. We've done six body talk sessions followed by a breathwork session. So in essence, it's similar, not quite exactly the same structure, but it gives you a sense of what we're up to and why it is we're doing it that way. So if anything calls to you in there to clarify further, you know how to get a hold of me. And my deepest of thank yous to all of those that have participated and shared in these ways. And that Transform series is still available until Monday midnight for free. Feel free to share it with anyone and everyone that you think may benefit from it. Okay. All right, my loves, thank you so much again. Mwah. Blessings as you continue your journeys in all the ways. Okay. Bye for now. And as I stop the recording here, let me get it on all the time.